Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The state of Texas is telling international election observers, don't mess with us. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott is threatening to prosecute any voting monitors who come within 100 feet of a polling place. The monitors are from an international group called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and they observe elections in countries around the world. They were first invited to the U.S. in 2002 by President George W. Bush. And in this election, civil rights advocates have asked them to observe the polls in states, including Texas, where voter ID laws and early voting restrictions have been concerns. When the international monitors objected to the Texas Attorney General's threats of prosecution, the AG tweeted, "Bring it." Joining us on the line is Peggy Feacock, Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. And Peggy, that's a pretty aggressive response from the Attorney General. What is it the monitors say they want to do exactly?
It is a pretty aggressive response, given what the monitors say they want to do, which is simply to observe Texas elections and elections in other states, simply to see how they are conducted and compile a report on voting practices and how things are done. I'm certain they would have an eye out for any problems, but given there are only two monitors in Texas, there would be a limit on how much investigation or anything like that they could do.
So they're, it sounds like they're describing it as sort of benignly educational, kind of just an observation. What does Texas think they want to do?
Well, it depends on who you talk to in Texas. The Secretary of State, after speaking with the leaders of this group, her office sent a letter to local officials, election officials in Texas, pointing out that this is a long-time effort that's been going on, an exchange program meant to allow members to observe each other's election processes and, as they put it, learn from one another. The Attorney General has a concern because he says there are groups that oppose Texas voter ID and voter registration laws that are highly influential with the election monitoring group, and he's concerned about what they might be trying to do.
There's a Houston-based group called True the Vote that's also objecting to these monitors coming in, and that's even though this group plans to send its own monitors to polling places around the country. So in that case, why does that organization have a problem with other monitors coming in if they do the same?
I haven't seen their specific objections, but the objections that I've heard from people in Texas generally who object to this is that these are people coming from not only outside the state, but from outside the country. The two monitors assigned to Texas are from the UK and from Denmark, and they have a concern that the group that is sending these monitors may be influenced by civil rights advocacy groups that have concerns about Texas voter ID and voter registration law.
Greg Abbott, the Texas Attorney General, is reportedly on the short list to head the EPA if Mitt Romney is elected president. So is there a complicated political backdrop to this as well?
There is a political backdrop to this as well. Attorney General Greg Abbott is, as one of his fellow Republican leaders put it, revered by the Tea Party and conservative groups on the right. They see him as a staunch advocate for the issues they care about, whether it's not having very, I guess what they would call overbearing environmental regulations from the federal government for things like prayer, for things like Bible verses on banners at football games. So he is, in addition to having his name lofted as possibly an administration figure, if Romney wins, is talked about as a potential candidate for governor or lieutenant governor in Texas in the next election.
Texas has also said it has concerns with these monitors because they're affiliated with the UN. Why is that United Nations connection a potential problem for Texas?
Well, for these particular officials who are raising the concern, I think they are listening to the Republican base, who has suspicions about the UN in general that they frequently voice. They are concerned about things like the UN's Agenda 21, which calls for sustainable growth, but which they see as an effort to clamp down on such things as even golf courses and single-family homes with large yards. So they have a general concern about the UN as a vehicle for interfering with the way people want to do things in the United States and in Texas.
Peggy, the group that wants to send the monitors did issue a report last week noting that voter ID laws in the U.S. have become highly politicized, although it didn't express an opinion explicitly. What is the status of voter ID laws in Texas right now?
Texas approved, or the Texas legislature approved, and Governor Perry signed a voter ID law last year, but it has been halted by a federal court, a panel of a federal court, which cited its potential effect on Latino voters, minorities, and the poor. So the Texas is going to appeal that to the United States Supreme Court, the Attorney General has said, and so the battle goes on over that. So voter ID will not be in effect for this election, but state officials are still trying to get this law in place for subsequent elections.
So, Peggy, based on how this fight over the international election monitors coming to Texas is playing out, are you expecting to see international election monitors in the Texas polls on voting day?
I haven't heard any suggestion that they're going to be pulling back. As I mentioned, there are only two of them, and there are election administrators we spoke with in Galveston County and in Harris County who suggested if they see them, they are simply going to kick them out because they have no right to be there. But technically, they will not be kicked out if they abide by Texas election law, which provides they can't actually go into the polling place and they need to stay 100 feet back from the polling entrance. So it's, you know, might wonder how they're going to be able to observe things in that way, but
right.
I guess we'll see how it works out.
Peggy Fikak is Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. Peggy, thank you.
Thank you very much.